We present to you
seriously
ignorant
news.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously ignorant.
This Friday, catch Damon in Ann Arbor with Martini Harris and friends. And get your tickets for Funny First Saturdays at the Universal Entertainment Center on October 1st. Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on a story that proves you can be too old to back that thing up. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as people who understand Maxwell lyrics.
I know.
What the hell is Maxwell singing about?
Lake by the ocean. What?
Man. What? I've tried. I promise you.
I have to, Damon.
I still ain't figured them out, but that's a serious thing. Now, check this out. A couple was having a leisurely evening watching television when a car slammed into their house. Their neighbor, by the name of John Flannery, had just left his ritual at the American Legion, where he goes every Sunday. He's been doing this for over 30 years. He has his customary two shots of liquor and his two beers. But he got in his car, and he drove home. But at some point, the neighbor said she heard a noise. She got up to see what it was. And Flannery, her neighbor, had just clipped the mobile home. That's when he then backed into their house, striking her husband. Now, she looking out the window the whole time, but she said it happened so fast she couldn't warn her husband.
Sorry.
I don't believe it. She like, it happened so fast, I couldn't warn him. So she didn't get in. Her husband had some minor injuries. Now, the driver, who had a blood alcohol level of 1.41, twice the legal limit, happens to also be 94 years old. Yeah, so I'm impressed he was able to drive all the way home without hitting something at 94.
Who let him?
Exactly. And who served him and watched him walk out the Legion after two shots and two beers?
The American like, well, Legion.
You know, that's just John. That's what he does, I guess. Well, he made it home. So after the collision, he asked, oh, hey, what's going on? And the lady said, John, you drove through my house. Once again, she didn't say, John, you hit my husband. She was worried about the house. And now John is facing charges and is being sued for the damages to the house and not the husband. Seriously. As serious as a man on Pump 7 with a Galaxy Note 7.
Oh, my gosh.
Run!
Sick.
Seriously. Now check this out. A convenience store worker called the police because some irregular behavior by a customer was taking place. It was a man in their chill zone, which is a self-service area where you make your Slurpees and your milkshakes and stuff. So he was trying to make himself a shake. The problem was it took him almost 40 minutes and he had not completed the task. That's because 37-year-old Randy Vlade kept nodding off. So, apparently, Randy and his female companion, who was a 47-year-old, were both under the influence. She was outside, slumped against the building, sleep. And when the police came, after 40 minutes, he was standing by the machine, sleep. Now, of course, they were both found in possession of heroin. But, Jesus, why would you want to be so high that you can't finish making your shake? Seriously. As serious as a backhand slap from Serena Williams.
Wow.
Ooh.
If she ever have kids, they better behave.
Wow.
Reporting to you live from Chicago and hanging out for the whole show. Get better, Jay.
Damon Williams.
Seriously.
Friday, Ann Arbor.